You're listening to Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. Race can be a difficult topic to talk about for people of any age. For kids, it can seem impossible. And for many of us growing up, conversations about race and diversity were often discouraged with phrases like, "We don't see color," or "Race doesn't matter." Author Deanna Singh argues that race does matter, and how we talk about it with kids can fundamentally change how they engage with other people. Her new book, A Smart Girl's Guide to Race and Inclusion, gives kids a toolkit for how to talk about these topics and celebrate the things that make us unique. The book was profiled in this month's Milwaukee Magazine, and Singh joins me now to talk about it. Deanna, thank you so much for being here on Lake Effect.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always an honor.
It's an interesting idea to have essentially a guidebook to race and inclusion. How is this book set up?
One of the big things that I was thinking about when I wrote the book was, how do we make sure that it's something that it's accessible to young people, but also something that's actionable? I definitely wanted for readers to be able to pick it up, read, you know, pieces of it, put it back down, and then go try some things. And so it's really set up to encourage people to step outside of their comfort zone.
That idea of a comfort zone, I think, is really important to this conversation, because these are topics that a lot of adults really don't feel comfortable with. And that has a real trickle-down effect to kids. How do you guide a child through race and inclusion, these topics that maybe their parents haven't been talking to them about?
The one thing that I always try and encourage people to do is to listen actually more than you talk. Because we make the assumption that young people are not having these conversations or don't have these questions or haven't thought about these topics, when really they have, and they are having them. And so the first step I always tell people is to listen, to ask more questions than you're trying to give more statements, because you really want to understand where the person that you're talking to, and I would say this is the case whether it's a young person or another adult, you really want to get a better understanding of where people are starting from, right? We're all in different places in our understanding about race and inclusion. And so just starting off with what are you already thinking about? What are some of the big questions that you already have is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful way to engage in these kinds of conversations. I have heard this over and over and over again. It's probably the thing I've heard the most, which is that this is a great book for young people. This is a great book for adults. That it is a way to look at and to frame diversity, equity, and inclusion in a way that's accessible. And so while the target audience is and will be, and I'm so proud, you know, it's young people, I do think that there's a great opportunity here for people who maybe are like new or trying to understand or even trying to kind of communicate with those around them, that this is a really nice way to enter into the conversation.
How do you do that through a book? When we're looking at, you know, the kind of guide you have set up, how do we listen? How do we take into account the different levels that kids may be entering at?
In the book, there's so many questions. The reason why there are so many questions is to try and help facilitate those kinds of conversations. So one of the things that I would encourage is reading through the book together, going through it, reading each of the sections and saying, well, what questions do you have? Does that make sense to you? Have you ever heard any of these topics before? Is this what you understood before you picked up the book? Is there something here that you feel differently about, right? That you have a different way of looking or a different perspective? And my favorite question is, how does this apply to your life? Have you seen this before? Have you experienced it? Is there something that you have been a part of, right? That you know this in a way that other, maybe that I don't know about you. And I think that that's a really good way to engage the conversation, because I think that the challenge here is coming into it and answering all the questions, as opposed to coming into it and literally asking the question and giving the room for our children to be able to answer it with you.
You know, something you mentioned in the Milmag article is this idea that growing up, a lot of people wouldn't talk about race in general, and the idea of talking about race was, in fact, thought to be, you know, the wrong way to go about it. This book really contradicts that idea. Why was it important to you to bring in this dialogue?
So I think it's kind of funny, right? There's this notion that if you talk about race, it's going to create racism, when really the opposite is true, right? We do have conversations about race, but where we have those conversations, who we can have those conversations with, who has them amongst each other, all of those things are the things that have created this space of making it taboo. And one of the things that I fundamentally believe is that in order for us to create the spaces of inclusion where everybody feels like they can fully thrive, one of the big things that we have to do is we have to normalize the conversation around race. We have to make it a space and a place where people can come to and share, these are the things that I understand, here are the big questions that I have, and not have these conversations in little dark corners, right? We need to bring it out and bring it into the light, because I think there's a couple of negative things that happen by keeping it in a dark corner. One, we create this like sense of taboo, right? That these are topics we can't talk about. I think we also create this sense of shame. Like if I'm talking about it, I'm leading to the problem. I think we also create a great deal of confusion because we don't talk about it. People come up with all kinds of assumptions that aren't accurate about other individuals. And so in many ways, we reinforce and give ground to reinforce some of the stereotypes and biases that we have. And one of the scariest things about not talking about race is that when we don't have these conversations, then we can't have any conversations about how to create more inclusivity and more spaces for people to be who they fully are. And so I always get so excited when people ask me questions about like, why do we do this? And why do we facilitate this? And how do we facilitate this? Because I think that there is so much opportunity. If we shine light on the different ways that we can have these conversations, and we're more open to having these conversations, we're more open to having conversations then about some of the solutions, right? Some of the solutions to some of the big challenges that we have. I also think that one of the missed opportunities in not having conversations about race is that we miss the opportunity to talk about all the wonderful things, right, that make us who we are. And instead, the only times that we have conversation about race is when there's moments of tragedy. And it's not to say that those conversations shouldn't happen also. It's to say that we could create a more expansive conversation and a wider breadth of our conversation if we were doing it more.
As someone who works in journalism and media, this is a conversation that we have internally. How do we make sure that these aren't just conversations that are coming up when there's a tragedy, that these are things that are coming up all the time, topics, issues that we're engaging with in a way that is joyful? How does your book suggest that children engage in race and inclusion conversations in a way that goes beyond what we sometimes think of as being the beginning and end of these conversations?
So the word joyful is one of the main principles that we focus on through Uplifting Impact. And one of the reasons why we focus on it is exactly what you just said, right? That there's all of these components of who we are that we don't get a chance to celebrate because we have said that these parts of our identity are things that we can't talk about. And so one of the things that I tried really hard to do in this book is to make sure that there were plenty of opportunities put throughout the entire time to create those kinds of connections. So to ask, instead of saying, you know, there's this whole section of the book where it's like, instead of saying like, oh, I can't believe you're eating that, or that looks weird, to say like, let me be curious. Like, what is that? Where, you know, could you explain to me like how you make that? What does it taste like? So to take the places where sometimes we go and let fear be the primary driver, to take those and flip them. To flip those into places of curiosity, right? Of learning, of trying to understand a little bit more about the people who are around us. And so there's literally, the book has a ton of activities around how to create those experiences that really diversify your own experience. And to me, like, that's the greatest joy, right? Like, that's what adds literally the spice to life, when you're able to see how different things kind of correspond to the way that you see the world and how you can keep growing the way that you see the world by meeting new people and learning new things.
Sure. Well, Deanna, thank you so much for taking the time out to speak with me and sharing your work.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you to all of the people who are out there supporting these ideas of inclusivity. You said something at the very beginning that sticks with me, and that is the idea that we have the opportunity to help bring our next generation up in a way that's very different than the way that some of us who are adults that were brought up. We have the opportunity to give them the language, the tools, the skills to be able to reach across to one another and build more bridges. And that is a really cool opportunity. So thank you so much for allowing me to share here today.
Deanna Singh is the Chief Change Agent at Uplifting Impact and the author of A Smart Girl's Guide to Race and Inclusion. The book was profiled in this month's Milwaukee Magazine and is being published by American Girl. You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at wuwm.com.